For some St. Louis veterans, working with historic artifacts offers a bridge from the battlefield to the civilian workforce. They're participating in a unique program run by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard has more on the program.
Marine veteran Ryan Schatz works in a little office in St. Louis photographing arrowheads and pottery shards. He's in the Veterans Curation Program. It's a job training initiative of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. These artifacts were unearthed by the Corps during decades of construction projects all over the country. Schott says the work is a lot quieter than he's used to.
I was more of a combat and arms type of guy, and so this is definitely very different.
Schott is 33. He was one of the first Marines to push into Iraq in 2003, and he later served in Afghanistan. After 13 years in the military, he's still figuring out what to do next. The curation program offers 5 months of employment, plus professional development, like how to write a resume and prepare for job interviews.
I guess that was the big thing getting out, is worrying about how I'm going to transfer my skills and how am I going to adapt to other people. And so this is, it's definitely making the transition back to civilian life a lot easier.
The program isn't about making more archaeologists. Sonny Trimble, an archaeologist with the Corps of Engineers, says the program teaches skills that veterans can adapt to any career. Most of the veterans are now in their late 20s or early 30s, and they need to figure out their options.
Who wants combat arms skills? Nobody but law enforcement. Plus, a lot of them have PTSD. Plus, a lot of them don't believe that they can compete with these young kids in college. They're completely wrong.
10 years ago, Trimble was in Iraq, too. He led a team of civilian archaeologists who uncovered evidence of genocide by the regime of Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. In 2006, Trimble testified at Hussein's trial. He described the mass graves of hundreds of Kurdish people who were executed in the desert in 1988. Trimble's work was difficult and dangerous. He got to know personally the American soldiers who kept his team safe.
Those guys kept me alive, and they really did a good job of keeping me alive. I knew them all.
After his grim mission, Trimble returned to St. Louis, where he oversees the artifact collection of the Corps of Engineers. The economy was deep in recession at the time, and he was troubled by the high unemployment rate for young veterans. He devised the Veterans Curation Program as a bridge to the civilian workforce.
They'll hopefully in 4 or 5 months learn some skills that will help them either get a job, give them confidence. I don't care. Whatever helps them get back into the civilian environment.
The program is celebrating its 5th anniversary, and Trimble says one of its biggest strengths is its flexibility.
And so when a vet says to me, I want you to teach me how to write a resume, I'm going, boom, that's now part of the program.
Trained archaeologists oversee the work. Groups are kept small, and staff members say they connect with the vets.
They're like our family. We treat them that way. I yell at them all the time because, for me, I want them to use their GI Bill. I want them to get an education.
Trimble also identifies with veterans. After 2.5 years in Iraq, he says he dealt with reentry issues of his own.
You have to kind of wall off your brain. You're looking at 150 or 200 people have been machine gunned, 60% of which are children, which is very difficult for all of us to deal with.
About 200 veterans have been through the program. Nearly 70% have found permanent employment in all sorts of occupations, from retail to the National Park Service. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.